This is Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara Jean.
96.9 Jack.
Do you believe in ghosts? If the answer is yes, you will believe you are in fact looking at a ghost when you see the photo we've posted at jackfm.com. It shows a ghostly apparition in the stairwell of the Riverview Hospital in Coquitlam. Facts of this photo, these are just facts. This is what we know to be true.
Yep.
My husband got his hands on this photo from a young girl he was working with, and she said that 10 years ago, her and her friend skipped school in Coquitlam to go take photos inside Riverview. One of their photos, when developed, appeared to have this ghostly apparition in it. Why are we cheering?
Sorry, it was supposed to be that one.
Get your sound effects together. It's supposed to be a scary show.
Just trying to keep it casual.
So those are the facts, right? So we didn't tell psychic medium Patricia any of these facts last week. This is before we posted the photo, before we talked about it publicly. I looked online. No one had ever posted this photo on the internet before. So when we spoke with her, she knew nothing about it. And here's what Patricia from readingsbypatricia.com told us about the photo.
First of all, we thought there was just the one person in the image, but
this is not just one energy. This is actually three. If you study behind the head of this energy that is presenting him or herself, it looks to me to be the head of someone who...
Oh, that, yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Ew!
Yeah, the sadness, yeah, and the eyes are downcast. Dejection, you know, rejection, alienation, isolation. This is not a happy place.
That was pretty creepy when we saw that.
Yeah, jackfm.com on the blog. You can, a lot of people have been saying they can see that face when they zoom in. You can't unsee it once you see it.
So that's the two. What about the third energy?
Why am I picking up the feeling of being trapped? If you look at the door on the left, the other caption, what I picked up is there is a woman who was trying to escape.
This is creepy.
You look to the left,
yep,
you'll see down the stairwell, there's an energy there. And I picked up immediately that was a female who was trying to get out of there, but there was no exit.
And then using that, she really started to zone in on the place that we're talking about.
It's definitely an institution. It's a building. It's an old structure. It's seen a lot of wear and tear. It's got a lot of... Actually, I'm picking up a lot of emotion, but I'm getting negative. I'm getting panic. The feeling cornered in that particular energy field. That's what I'm picking up.
Before we had her on the air, I had only ever emailed her the photo and just said, okay, will you join us in the studio next week and mm-hmm. tell us what you think? And she wrote me back, you know, don't say anything. And she said that she had, her initial impression was that, oh, maybe it's in the basement of St. Paul's Hospital.
Right, okay.
Or somewhere, she said, where they dissect or do things with human body parts. And I thought, okay, we'll just... come and do your thing. That was Patricia, a beloved friend of the show from readingsbypatricia.com. You can see the photo we've been talking about with the ghostly apparition inside Riverview Hospital at jackfm.com.
96.9 Jack, Kai and Tara Jean.